Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone. It's Thursday today, time to drop into some gratitude. Today, I have a practice in mind that is very, very simple, and it's one we can return to several times throughout the day, something that I think we should return to several times a day, especially if we are in a cycle of life when we are going through something challenging.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want us to take a moment right now just to tune into our hearts and feel for what we are already grateful for right now. It's as simple as that. We're going to close our eyes, tune in for a moment, and then just see what comes up. I love this approach to gratitude, really getting there from that level of the heart, from the level of the body, versus in our minds thinking about, what am I grateful for today? Feeling what we're grateful for today. Because the beautiful thing about that approach is oftentimes we end up feeling gratitude for something that we didn't actually expect. So just the way you are right now, go ahead and close your eyes and see if you can drop your shoulders down your back just a little bit. You can place one or both of your hands onto your heart center. So the entire palm of the hand pressing onto the chest so you can really make that connection to your heart space. And then taking a deep breath, letting that breath be drawn down past the heart all the way down to the bottom of the belly. Open the mouth and let it go. So the way you are here now in this exact moment, what are you grateful for right now? And take a moment just to sit with that a little bit. What are you grateful for right now? Now, this gratitude doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing you have in your life. It doesn't have to be that person you feel like you should be grateful for every day. It can be something absolutely mundane, something tiny, something unexpected, something small. Take a moment just to see where your awareness takes you the way you are here now. For me, when I feel in for this gratitude right now, I can sense gratitude for my ability to let go, which honestly is something I didn't know. I didn't know I had that ability. I always looked at myself as a person who tends to hold on quite a lot, who has a hard time just going with the flow and letting go. And I've learned in the past week that actually I have this beautiful ability to let go of things that no longer serve me, to let go of things that aren't healthy. And I'm really grateful for that because it's made my life more bearable over this past week for sure. So that's where my awareness brought me, this ability to let go. I'm grateful for that. See where your awareness takes you. What are you grateful for in this moment? And then the moment you find that thing or that experience or that person or whatever it is, I want you to take a moment just the way you are with your hands to your heart and feel that tangible feeling of gratitude inside. Feel that visceral experience of that big thank you lingering inside of your heart. And just hold it there for a little bit. We don't have to do anything with this gratitude. We don't have to use the gratitude to change or improve something in our lives. We just linger and dwell with this feeling of, wow, thank God I have this blessing. Wow, I'm so grateful this thing is present in my life. And you can even feel that in your heartbeat, that little thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's take another long, full breath in. Again, open the mouth and let go. You can blink your eyes open. Let's stay connected with this gratitude for the rest of this day. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.